She's changed mine. Do it today.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of today's Veterans Day, Friday, November 10th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us long distance, remember when we used to have to call people long distance? Well, we have Todd Smallenberg long distance. I believe you're at a gun shooting range in Oklahoma this morning.
Yes, sir, I am. We got a great foundation fundraiser going on this weekend for the Marine Corps birthday ball today and Veterans Day tomorrow. So happy birthday to my fellow Marines and happy Veterans Day to my fellow service members.
Yes, absolutely. Staying down in Texas, actually, but crossing the border, Oklahoma, right next door to Texas. And you guys are at a fun shoot gun range activity today.
Yeah, we are. We got a bunch of really great Americans that have donated to our foundation. And we got them out here doing some long-range gun shooting out to 1,000 meters and beyond. And then we've got them on 360 bays with carbines and pistols, and then we're going to be doing some close quarter battle this afternoon with airsoft weapons. And we have our tier one Marines from Delta Force out here, and Marines from the Global War on Terror for the last 20 years that have several hundred years of combat experience out here today.
Wow, that's exciting. And tell me, Todd, again, in the audience listening, what foundation, what organization are you guys down there raising money for?
It's the Marine Recon Foundation. It's reconnaissancefoundation.org, reconfoundation.org, that we're out here doing that to be able to take care of our fellow recon Marines throughout all the special mission units in the community. In our Special Amphibious Reconnaissance Corpsmen and all our families.
Excellent. Fantastic. Great cause. Absolutely ask you guys to support it. Now, Todd, I wanted to ask you, while you're down there, this is a national organization. Where's that organization based out of?
The president has it based out of Hawaii. Our president and his family are in Hawaii, so right now, it's currently started in California. We moved it to Hawaii a couple of years back.
Okay, excellent. Now, one of the things that I know that you and this group have been part of is outreach, especially to veterans that are experiencing PTSDs and having kind of a rough time of things once they get back. But I want you to explain to the audience, you were very successful because you had a strong family supporting you. You had a family to come home to. You were able to get married and have children and now grandchildren. But some of our veterans don't have that kind of family support, and they don't always do really well when they return back to civilian life. Explain basically the foundation and the organization and you and many other of the members. What are you guys able to actually do for some of these veterans that don't have the support family that you guys have?
Yeah, so we help all of our fellow veterans out where they leave the service, they struggle from PTSD, that we get them to counseling. There's in-treatment programs. There's also a great bunch of nonprofits that do a lot of with nature. So we work with them across the spectrum from the counseling side, to follow up through making sure they're good. When there's emergent needs, you know, we help the families out that, you know, if there's a financial situation or other ways, service dogs for family members that have severe, you know, medical issues, to where we lose some of our guys, unfortunately, to suicide. And then also a lot of preventive measures on the suicide prevention side, trying to stop our fellow service members from taking that ultimate step. And then just, you know, across the spectrum to where it could be easy things that they need a ride somewhere for a doctor's appointment, or just a guy needs to pick up the phone and talk. So we're here. We work with a lot of nonprofits, and we're working with a lot that are doing these different modalities that are non-Western medicine that are actually helping and healing guys instead of big pharmaceutical, you know, shoving the pills down their throats.
Right.
We're trying to solve our issues before the government and the VA will.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had explained this to Missy, the owner of My Pure Health Solutions, and her wellness scans. And I know that she and you have hooked up and talked. And I told her, I said, this is an excellent opportunity because the scans can be done remotely, that you might be able to help other veterans like Todd. And Todd could possibly experience some relief from his pain and suffering that he's gone through. And maybe this could be an introduction of what she's capable of doing, like you saying, using non-traditional medical procedures to help the veterans out.
Yeah, absolutely. And Missy and I have talked, and then actually I'm working with her and using her program right now to see if we can get the inflammation down and help me with some of the residual pain I have from all my injuries that I sustained throughout the 39 years that I've served and went overseas.
Yes, absolutely. Now, one thing I did want to mention, because as many people know, I've got a lot of text messages. It was really funny. We started airing your commercials on Monday before Election Day this past Tuesday. And I had a lot of people say, Randy, we got our absentee ballot. I even had people on Election Day call me and say, hey, we're here. We've got our ballot, but we don't see Todd's name on the ballot. And I start laughing and I'm like, oh, dude, I am so sorry. I know it was early. He became a sponsor of the show and the radio station. The commercials started airing, but Todd's not going to be on the ballot until August of next year. And they're like, oh, man, we wanted to vote for him. And I'm like, okay, keep your powder dry. Keep your powder dry. It's coming in August. But the message is definitely getting out there. Have you heard any feedback yet from starting the commercials this week and attending some events you went to? How are things going on the campaign out there?
It's going good. You know, I'm getting, you know, notice people are talking to me and telling me, hey, I hear you on the radio. You got my vote. And so, man, I can't thank you enough for that because, you know, being gone for so long, a lot of people don't know who I am. So, you know, want to get my name out there so people get to know me, who I am, what I stand for, what I believe in, what my policies are, and what I'm going to do for them is critical. And so by, you know, you getting that word out there and helping me, I greatly appreciate because I'm getting a lot of really good positive feedback.
Yes, and again, we're telling everybody to go to your website, alexsmallenberg.com. And again, you spell his name SMALENBERG.com. If you want me to text you that link, just text me Todd. That's easy enough. TODD, text me Todd. I'll send you back the link, and you can go and visit his website. And actually, at this point, people can donate if they want to give you $5, $10, $20. They can sign up also on the website, Todd, if they want to be a volunteer.
Yeah, absolutely. We need all the help we can get. Unfortunately, one of the hardest things for me to do is ask for those donations, but it's going to take money to win. You know, we've got the machine that's working against us. And, you know, they don't want someone to be actually a representative. They want someone to go along to get along, and that's not me. So all the people that can help and spare, you know, $20, $25, $50 is greatly appreciated. And it'll go towards the campaign and ensure we win.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because one of the things I did notice, too, last night I was at Belknap Township over there in Presque Isle County, and I spoke about the energy bills that the Democrats ran through. And unfortunately, the Planning Commission approved the special use permit for DTE to build a huge mega solar farm up there in Belknap Township and a neighboring township in Presque Isle County. And I just stood there and thought, you know, it would have been so great if we would have had a state representative at this meeting and a state senator at that meeting so that they could have fully explained not only to the overflowing crowd of people that were there, the constituents, but most importantly, the planning commissioners. They could have actually heard directly from the state reps and the state senators as to what was truly in those bills. And I thought to myself, you know, I can almost bet if Todd Smallenberg was the state representative for the 106, he would have been at that meeting last night and would have conveyed the truth as to what was really going on this week in Lansing. And it was like, man, it was such a shame. It just made me feel bad that these people are going to get this mega solar farm now, and the state representative couldn't even be bothered to come and attend that meeting.
Yeah, no, it's actually crazy what's going on in Lansing. You know, that they're taking those rights away from the local, you know, community and the citizens and forcing that stuff on there. And our representatives are not up there, you know, screaming from top down, making sure people understand what's truly in the bill. Because they like to sugarcoat these bills and actually lie, outright lie to us about what's in those bills and telling us it's good for us. And yet it's actually taking away our rights and it's denying access to a lot of things. And it's just unconstitutional what's coming out of Lansing these days.
Yeah, well, one of the county commissioners, Marianne Heidemann from District 2, basically lied, misrepresented what was going on, what was in those bills, how they were going to go into effect, didn't even want to mention the fact that they're going to be tied up in court by the Michigan Township Association, the Michigan Association of Counties, the Michigan Municipal League. I've got all kinds of people I'm going to be getting on the show next week explaining how this is going to be tied up in court. But basically gave carte blanche approval to DTE to consume this good farmland. And conflict of interest, I got all kinds of things I'm going to be talking about. But I wanted to get your response to it, and I already knew. Todd, I didn't even have to ask you. I already knew you would have been there and telling the truth to the people had you been their state representative, and that's one of the main reasons why I personally have endorsed you for this seat and want you to be very active out there on the campaign trail. Final wrap-up here, 30 seconds. How soon are you going to be making it back home to the district?
Unfortunately, after this, I got to shoot down to San Antonio for 2 weeks and get new sockets made for my leg. I've been putting that off for the last 4 months, and I mean, you actually have shoe glue and some tape holding them together. So I'll be back right after Thanksgiving back
Excellent.
Home once I get my legs done.
Very good. Well, you have safe travels, brother. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you when you get back home.
All right, brother. You have a wonderful weekend, and happy Veterans Day to everyone.
You as well, sir. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Man, this week has flown by. I'm over here broadcasting live from Alpena. Right after I get off the air here at noon, I have a business meeting with the factory of Well Connect here in Alpena. And I also have a customer who took advantage of the savings. He's picking up his own Well Connect unit at the factory. I'm going to meet him there and get him all the parts and get him all the instructions from the engineer on how to save thousands of dollars. Tim's going to install his unit this weekend, and was at that meeting last night, Belknap Township. Alpena was a heck of a lot closer than the home studio back in Antrim County. So I was able to get a room, nice clean room, great pool, great hot tub, great hot breakfast this morning. Miss Vicky, I had 6 links of sausage and a big 3 scoops of scrambled eggs and black coffee, and got started this morning. Had a great breakfast here. I'm going to be packing up, heading over to the Well Connect factory. Going to meet with the engineers on a special big project that we're working on together, and also going to be delivering a Well Connect unit. Tim's going to install it, get it up and running. He's going to qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit this year. He also lives with Cherryland Electric Co-op. He's going to be filing for his rebate and getting a $2,000 cash check here before the end of the year, and he's excited. He said, Randy, with that $2,000 rebate and the 30% federal income tax credit, basically paying for half the cost of the DIY do-it-yourself Well Connect unit. So if you guys want to take advantage of it, give us a call at 231-420-8320. You'll hear that phone number in the commercial. It runs throughout the day on the radio station. Again, it's 231-420-8320. If you'd like me to text you that link, just text me here at the show's cell phone, and I will text you back a clickable, dialable link. All you got to do is click on it and call that number. Leave a name, the best time to call you back at your number, and who is your electric company. Leave that information on the voicemail. Turn around, if you could, and text it. Your name, phone number, best time to call electric company to the same number, 231-420-8320. We'll get back in touch. We'll collect your data. We'll submit it to the factory. They'll put together a proposal. We'll have it emailed to you. All you have to do is accept the proposal and make arrangements for the financing, the payments, whether you want it delivered directly to your home by the factory, or do you want to drive over like Tim is doing this afternoon and pick it up yourself and save the delivery charge. We can give you the absolute best pricing ever on these units. Factory Direct end of the year blowout sale is on right now. It will run until Christmas. December 23rd will be the last day that you can take advantage. So you got only about 4 or 5 weeks to get this done, to take advantage of it, to qualify for the income tax credit, get the unit installed, and have it inspected by a local WellConnect dealer, making sure you did everything right on the install, and then get your rebate from the electric co-ops. Cherryland, Cloverland, PIANG, Great Lakes Energy. All of these folks are writing checks for the end of the year for you to get a WellConnect unit installed. Vicki and I absolutely love our unit. Propane furnace hasn't even kicked on yet this year, and we are excited. We're saving a ton. We haven't gotten a propane fill-up, folks, since March of last year, March of 2022. And we still have like 23% in our tank. So take advantage of it. Text me, WellConnect, and I will text you back the phone number, the clickable, dialable link to 231-420-8320. Also want to remind you, tomorrow at 5 o'clock is the deadline to register for the upcoming Robert's Rules of Order Michigan State Constitution Crash Course Workshop. We'll be teaching it on Saturday, December 2nd. The doors will open at 9:30. You'll register, you'll check in, you'll get your book, your guide, and your Michigan State Constitution. The class starts promptly at 10 o'clock. We will be done at 12:30. 2.5 hours of the absolute most intense Robert's Rules of Order training you have ever seen or heard in your life. As a matter of fact, Chef Brian and his girls was at Belknap Township last night. He heard me object to the Robert's Rules of Order that the chairman wasn't following. He said, "Randy, your objections were pure, and if that's any indication of the type of training we're going to get, he's excited." He's already paid for his ticket to attend the class. And he said, "Man, you demonstrated Robert's Rules of Order right there at that meeting last night." He said, "You were absolutely in action holding those guys accountable. They weren't following Robert's Rules of Order. They violated their own motion to approve the agenda when he tried to amend it after they just approved it. And I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, you're doing it wrong. You got to do it the right way." And I held him accountable, and man, he didn't like it, I can tell you that. But he knew I was right. He talked to the county commissioner, who we're going to replace next year, by the way. And she said, "Yeah, as acting as the parliamentarian, he's absolutely correct." So you'll learn this. Text me event, and I'll text you back the link to acconservatives.org. You'll be able to go there, read the post, follow the instructions, make your donation, get your ticket online, and come join us on Saturday, December 2nd. That's it for this week's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody. God willing, we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon. This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.